This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one firing at a time. Yes, you're fired. Donald Trump steps up, you're fired. It says it several times, actually, because several people are now no longer in government because they're fired. By who? Well, Donald Trump, the person who has absolutely coined it with you're fired. First up, someone who defied the president. A legal lawful order not being enforced by who? The acting attorney general, Sally Yates. Now, I saw this coming yesterday when I found out that she was not going to, take it to court. In other words, the ACLU and others are suing Trump over his presidential orders for immigration, which, by the way, are legal and lawful. In fact, the Justice Department signed off on it. Now, remember, there is no Jeff Sessions in play. We have brought this out because of our concern about what is going on in California with the voter fraud situation. It all kind of works together. But Jeff Sessions is not on board as the Attorney General yet. He is, in fact, his confirmation committee hearings today should put him into this full Senate to be confirmed. But we still have to wait. They put on a delay on him. And, of course, we have started to figure out why the Dems were so shrewd to put the delay on. And, again, it was a tactical ploy by the Democrats. They could do this. The committee, the Democrats in the committee, the selection committee for Jeff Sessions could, in fact, delay for a week, and they did. Well, a lot went on. California was scrubbing the records of their DMVs, Department of Motor Vehicle offices, of all those illegal immigrants that signed up and voted. Yeah, because remember, when you get a license in Cal... Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention again. Governor Jerry Brown, what did he do? He said, hey, illegal immigrants, you want a California license? Yeah, go right ahead. Go down to DMV. We'll sign you up. And by the way, when you do sign up, guess what? You register to vote. Now, there's much fraud in voting in California. We know that. We've been covering this wall to wall for about the last 6 months, since June. June 7th primary, Bernie Sanders should have won, right? Right. But there's so much voter fraud, so many people casting their ballots that are illegal aliens, that obviously the Democrats figured out how to template a voting behavior for the rest of the nation out of California, actually, that everybody's saying, wait a minute, let's take another look at California. Thanks to Katie Grimes and Megan Barth and others who are bringing this to light about California and Nevada. Gee, what was working in California? It worked out real well in Nevada. And guess what? In New York, really well. There's a template that they follow for voter fraud. We're on it. Now, they know we're on it. And one of the things that's a confliction for Governor Jerry Brown is this little fact that he allowed illegal immigrants to vote. Well, I'm sorry, to register to vote. And I guess a lot of them did vote illegally. Now, don't you just think that the Jeff Sessions Department of Justice would love to look into that voter fraud? So there's a motivation as to why, right now as we speak even, the California Department of Motor Vehicles is scrubbing the databases of those people that claim to be non-citizens, that got a license, that could have voted. They're just making them citizens now in their files. Just don't you love it when a plan comes together, Jerry Brown? But, you know, listen, Donald Trump doesn't tolerate this kind of behavior. It's common, ladies and gentlemen, in California. The proctologists are going to arrive in the Capitol. It won't be pretty. The FBI will arrive. Well, actually, they're already there. And it will not be pretty because, like I said, when the chief proctologist shows up in your office and says, show me your records, and you're a sitting state senator or assembly member, or even Jerry Brown, it is not going to be pretty. So Jeff Sessions has not been nominated, has not been selected yet, has to go through the committee, then to the full Senate. Okay, we're fine with that. We know he's going to pass. But in the meantime, Sally Yates, who's a holdover from the Obama administration, says, no, 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 we're not going to defend the lawsuits from the president's order. She says, well, it's a moral issue. Hello, do you have a juris doctorate? You're an attorney? You don't get some of the fundamentals of being an attorney? So what do? You just defy the president. Just flips them off. Don't you just love the arrogance of someone like her, the Sally Yates? This shows you the arrogance of the left, doesn't it? It's just a classic. When I heard that she did that, I said, great, she's going to get fired. And sure enough, several hours later, she was fired. You're fired, says Donald Trump. You're fired. Get used to that. Because as these Obama ideologues that are in these various departments do what they do best, and that's to defy President Trump, they're going to get fired. Now, it's going to be a painstaking process. And I'm sure what's really wonderful for all of us on the right is we're going to enjoy Donald Trump one more time saying, you're fired. Because when he says you're fired, you know what he's doing. He's going after the ideologues in all these various departments. And he's going to grant that extension to all of his, well, all of his appointees for their departments. They can do what they want. You want to fire someone? We're going to fire you. And that's exactly what he did. Sally Yates is no more. And good riddance. and sets a tempo and a tone. Did they think really that Donald Trump was so weak that he was just so distracted by these protesters who were so well organized, by the way? When his executive order came out, ladies and gentlemen, this was a pre-setup. Now, if you think that all of a sudden there's like this flash mob that shows up, that's exactly what it is. They're well coordinated. They know at what point and where they're going to, of course, protest. And that's exactly what they did at the airports, because all these immigrants would come in, and some only 100 out of, what, 80,000 or something like that? Not many at all from the seven nations that are so designated by Obama before all this happened. Hello? The president rolls out, dusts off an order from President Barack Hussein Obama. It's his ID for the countries that should be scrutinized the most when these people come in from those countries. And out of some 80,000, there was 109 that were selected for the special extra treatment. Extreme vetting, as it's known. So Donald Trump, what does he do? He lets it go. And boy, did it go. And when somebody didn't follow his orders, what happened? Well, he came up with the obvious. You're fired. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Yep. Bye-bye, Sally Yates. No more are you here, an Obama appointee. And, you know, this is the arrogance of these people. They think they are entitled to these jobs that they have. She was appointed, I think, in 2015 by Obama and confirmed by the Senate. And everybody's concerned, oh, they can't sign any warrants because you have to have somebody who's been appointed to sign warrants. Forget the hysterics, ladies and gentlemen. Attorney General, Secretary of State, all these positions are still going to go on. If you're talking about justice, all these departments are going to function. They'll function without their heads for right now. But they'll be there. They'll be there. It's going to be an interesting play, of course. But I want to get back to this firing thing. This is how it broke out last night. This is how I heard about the firing. And I said, oh, just in time for dinner.
Breaking news tonight, the acting Attorney General of the United States, Sally Yates, who is a holdover from the Obama administration, a former prosecutor from Georgia, was fired tonight by the President of the United States. And we want to read a statement here. This is from the White House and it's just come out. The acting Attorney General, Sally Yates, has betrayed the Department of Justice by refusing to enforce a legal order designed to protect the citizens of the United States. Ms. Yates is an Obama administration appointee who is weak on borders and very weak on illegal immigration. She's going to be replaced by a new acting Attorney General, Dana Buente, if that's how, and I apologize, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, who is the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia.
Yep. Dana Buente. Dana Buente gets to be the new acting Attorney General, and he's was approved by the Senate, so he can sign whatever needs to be signed in terms of the legal parlance that has to take place in the Justice Department, so there's no worries there. And he is going to follow the order of the president. He is going to defend the order of the president in the court. It is a legal, lawful order that was approved by, guess what? The Justice Department. In other words, the White House did it right. They went through their legal counsel. They went through the Justice Department. And the Justice Department, with Obama holdovers, approved it. They approved the order. But Sally Yates takes it upon herself, the arrogance of Sally Yates. Of course, she's an Obamaite. And, of course, she's holier than thou. She's better than God. And just you just have to watch the videos of her. Her arrogance stinks. This is draining the swamp. The swamp gas is surfacing. And it came out in her defiance of the president. Can you imagine that? I don't think this has ever happened in American history. This is the significance of this. If it has, I don't know when it was. And help a brother out. Paul@A21R.com is the email. Please let me know. And I have to admit, I haven't researched this much, but I know I know Chuckie Schumer is out there said it's a Monday night. We haven't even gotten to the ICE people that he fired tonight, last night too. It was a wonderful night for firing. The former head of the DHS is gone, fired. Now we'll get into that in another segment, but suffice it to say, it just didn't roll out the way it should. So guess what? Donald Trump fired the DHS head and brought in somebody else. Former New York City police officer and Border Patrol officer. He gets it. He knows about feet on the ground. We're going to talk about that later. But the firing of Sally Yates is something that is so typical of the Obama administration. And by the way, you know there's going to be more firings. We could probably break out the list by each department in which these firings are going to take place. Or there's going to be just resignations. I'm sure that a lot of the people that are lined up in these various departments that don't have a department head yet, you know, I'm talking about Secretary of State, you got the Interior, all these people, they haven't been approved yet, Zinke, Tillerson, and so on, Davos, Betsy Davos, Rick Perry, the list goes on. There's about, I think, six of them. Here is the deal, is that these people that are the Obama holdovers, they just learned a lesson. They just learned a lesson. If you don't like the way I do business, here's door number two. Door number two is you're fired. So I guess you're just sort of left with a few things with Donald Trump. That's the way he negotiates. Very good friend of mine taught me that one. Said, how do you like the way he the way Trump negotiates? He talks to you. He likes you. He's very cordial, and he rolls it out for you. And if you don't like his plan, well, there's always option two, door number two. You just saw that with Enrique Peña, president of Mexico, didn't you? He said, well, you're going to build the wall. Trump says you're going to build the wall. Peña says, no, we're not. We're not going to have any meetings. All of a sudden, door number two shows up, and Trump says, well, you're going to pay for the wall, and this is how we're going to do it. Door two. You didn't want door one? You took door two. Guess what? And what did Peña do? Came groveling back to Donald Trump with a phone call. Donald, can you help a brother out? Amigo, ¿qué pasó? Señor Trump. Adios, door number two. Now you have all these other people that are in government. We're talking about we're tapping into the drain of the swamp. Enough of the swamp gas. Have you ever been in a swamp? And the detritus that accumulates in a swamp, and you step in the water, it comes up through, and it gets, the swamp gas is terrible. It's terrible. It's awful. It's horrible. Well, that's what we're going to get from a lot of people, and that's exactly what we got from Sally. She decided swamp gas is okay. It's not. Donald sniffed the gas and said, you're fired. Now, this is my little warning to all those people in government. Guess what? You could be shown door number two if you don't cooperate. Now, there's a lot of people laying low. I suggest to help the draining of the swamp, some of you Obamaites out there, be a little bit more proactive. Perhaps resign rather than be fired. Who wants to be fired and humiliated like Sally Yates? Some of the comments in the firing of Sally Yates from the press report, I just picked up these words. This is, of course, it was Tucker Carlson last night that broke the news as a breaking story. But some of the words that she betrayed the president. That's like saying she's treasonous. That's a lot like it, actually. I think it's too bad. Well, they couldn't say treasonous. She's weak. She's weak on the border. She's weak on immigration. Now, here's the deal. This is the point to all this. The hypocrisy of the left is just gushing out of the swamp right now. We pulled the plug. Sally Yates, you're the first one down the toilet. Because yes, you are weak. Yes, you are a hypocrite. You're weak on the borders. You're weak on immigration. You're a hypocrite. Where were you when all these illegal orders came out from President Barack Hussein Obama about immigration, about everything else? Where were you when you knew you were violating the Constitution all along and your own oath as you worked for a man who was a monster and killing people? Where were you, Sally Yates? You deserve to be fired. Let's drain more out of the swamp. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Little side note that tonight Donald Trump is going to roll out who his person is that he selected to be the ninth Supreme Court justice, replacing Antonin Scalia. And it's speculated to be one of three people. Gorsuch is the person that I think is going to be selected. I said that last week, actually, when I first reviewed the candidates. I'm going to stick with that. We're probably going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. But I'm putting out Gorsuch right now. I think that he is going to be the one that's going to be leading the charge out there of the three that the top three that he's got. He's got a list of started out with a long list, and it's interesting the way that this whole thing has been played out. Is that Donald Trump, he's just done a fantastic job with this whole selection process, in my opinion. Of course, everybody's going to fight him tooth and nail from the Democrats. Any one of his selections, we know that it's just going to be a battle. and you know they don't want to have another conservative on the court. And of course, it could be that with Donald Trump, that as many as four judges, count them, he can select three that are still on the court that may in fact retire. Could you imagine that during his term in the next 4 to 8 years, depending on how long he gets? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the length of stay on the conservative side of the court for 50 years? I mean, it's going to spin off that long. It's going to be huge. The conservative movement is alive and well, and thanks to the Tea Party, I might add. The Tea Party has had such a huge influence in this last election. You take a look at the numbers, it's at local and state, or local, county, and state levels all across the nation, and the Republicans are winning. 32 states have governors, and 32 states, I believe, have legislators that are legislators. What's the word I'm looking for here? Legislatures. Thank you. That have Republicans as the majority, which I think is great. Now, California, of course, we have a monoparty system. We only have Democrats in charge, supermajority of Democrats. Most of them communists, by the way. And you, if you want to do a real simple read is of California Democrats, pick up Trevor Loudon's book, The Enemy Within. It's a great read, and if you want to find out about California or your own state, communist within the Democratic Party. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. This book celebrates it, and, I mean, they look at it as a celebration and as a badge of honor that they are communist, living right here in front of you. And they've been, you know, a lot of communist legislators have been outed before. Aaron Klein's Red Army, which we read exclusively on this show when we first started 6 years ago. We read it cover to cover. We interviewed his research. We interviewed a number of people around it. It's just, they're there. They're here. We're just living in a communist dictatorship, especially here in California. Of course, the head dick is Jerry Brown. He's a dictator. The legislature's dictators, all of them. That's just the way it goes in California. Boy, are they going to get a rude awakening, though. Especially people like Willie Brown. He's no longer in office. But, you know, Willie Brown has been talking about, well, in defiance of Donald Trump, everything, what they're going to do is they're going to hold off funds for California, federal funds. Well, we're a donor state, so we can do that, is what they say. I think Donald Trump will have other plans. Sebastian Gorka is always on Fox News. I enjoyed watching him. He actually works with the military a lot in training sessions for the military in terms of the geopolitical circumstances around the world. So he contributes a lot to Fox. He was on Hannity last night. I want you to understand where this president is coming from and why you can tell your liberal buddies out there safety first. Because it is all about safety.
Joining us now, the deputy assistant to the president, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Dr. Gorka, the narrative is a lie. The threat is real. We have the Khobar Towers. We have the embassy bombings in Kenya, Tanzania, the first 9/11 attack, the USS Cole, and the 9/11 Commission report. They were at war with us. We were not at war with them. What's wrong with a little inconvenience to protect the American people?
Absolutely nothing, Sean. The president was elected to protect this nation. Whether it's the wall or whether it's extreme vetting, the average American that represents the backbone of our great nation elected him to be the commander-in-chief to do primarily his first duty, to protect them and to win this war. The idea that we allow anybody into this country is an act of political suicide. Every nation, if the word nation is to have a meaning, every nation has a right to decide who comes into our country. And if there is a question of whether or not you wish to respect the U.S. Constitution or you wish to harm the Americans that are already here, you will be dealt with as a national security threat.
What about in one day, 325,000 people from abroad come into the United States. We're talking about 109 that were maybe inconvenienced. Is it better to have a few people that want the privilege of coming to America inconvenienced rather than having dead Americans? Isn't fundamentally that what the choice ultimately is?
If you have a family, would you like to have your family safe or have people just waved through the airport and not checked, as opposed to, as you said, slightly delayed? That's all we did. We double-checked them to make sure they're not a threat to America. Look at the statistics again. In the last 16 years, we have convicted in America about 550 people of terrorist acts. More than half of them were not born in the United States, and several dozen of them were immigrants or people on refugee or asylum status. That's just the facts of the matter. Whether it's San Bernardino, whether it's the Boston bombers, this is what we have to protect ourselves against. It's not hypothetical, Sean.
You know, and you listen to all the Obama intelligence officials all saying ISIS will infiltrate that population. This is we have so many majority Muslim countries that are not impacted, but the media insists on calling this a Muslim ban. Let me put up on the screen, because the question was asked by by McLaughlin and Associates from December. 66% of Americans agree in a temporary ban of refugees entering the United States. Do you support or oppose halting Middle Eastern refugees from entering? 66% to 24%. What does that tell us about the media and how corrupt they are and dishonest they are with the American people and the coverage this weekend?
It tells you that they're just the chattering classes. They're the famous Ben Rhodes echo box. They just talk to each other. It's all about ideology, and it's not about national security. Let's talk about real fake news, Sean. If this were about a religion, or if this were about a Muslim ban, then how come the largest Muslim nation on the planet,
Indonesia,
exactly, isn't listed? How is it that the largest Arab nation, Egypt, is not mentioned? This is where facts are optional for the liberal media, Sean. They're absolutely optional.
You know,
I think he makes a great point about Indonesia, because here you have the largest Muslim nation in the world, Indonesia. Isn't that interesting? And they're not on that list of seven that we were talking about before. And by the way, I want to stand corrected. Sean Hannity said 325,000 a day come in, and we held up 109, period. I think that's pretty good information, actually. I think that's pretty good numbers that only 109 were held up. But what about the other ones? We need to have more extreme betting, if you ask me. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Well, you know, Chucky Schumer, our Chucky Schumer, interesting character. Our Chucky Schumer, am I saying it enough? Our Chucky Schumer comes out and complains about the executive order of the President of the United States and, you know, surrounds himself with a group of real people, as they're referred to as with the Democrats, by the way. Real people. This was the other day. And, you know, of course, they're trying to make anything they can out of this coordinated attempt, flash mob style, to bring attention to how evil Donald Trump is. By the way, it's the same orders, if you will. It's the same plans, the same countries that President Barack Hussein Obama had created.
This executive order was mean-spirited and un-American. It was implemented in a way that created chaos and confusion across the country, and it will only serve to embolden and inspire those around the globe who will do us harm. It must be reversed immediately. Senate Democrats are going to introduce legislation to overturn this and move it as quickly as we can.
And, of course, the legislation won't go anywhere because, why? Donald J. Trump. Heck, come on, Chucky, get it together, buddy. Of course, if you missed it, Chucky was crying. Boo-hoo. I'm sorry, do I sound cynical? You know, it's just been the 8 years of just liberal abuse being spewed at everybody conservative. I'm just taking it, well, back, I guess. Just the cynic in me is coming out. And I don't want to be too cynical about Chucky. I don't want to be too hard on Chucky. But after all, Chucky, come on. Give a brother a break, can you? Can you do that, Chucky boy? Maybe I shouldn't use that terminology. This is how, I mean, what I find interesting is Donald Trump's play on Chucky Schumer. And, you know, I just have to play this. I wasn't going to play it today, but I just have to play it. And that is Donald Trump's response to Chucky Schumer. Now, just listen to this.
A good day yesterday in terms of Homeland Security. And someday we had to make the move, and we decided to make the move. It would be nice, again, if we could have our cabinet, because our cabinet, which is outstanding, is going through a lot in terms of what they're being put through in the Senate. Jeff Sessions, they made him wait an extra week. And they did that only for political reasons. It was only for, they just made them wait. I said, why did they do that? Just politics. I noticed Chuck Schumer yesterday with fake tears. I'm going to ask him who is his acting coach, because I know him very well. I don't see him as a crier. If he is, he's a different man. There's about a 5% chance that it was real, but I think they were fake tears.
Well, fake tears. I love it. Who's his acting coach? The big question is, will be, for quite some time, anytime Chuck Schumer comes up, is, who is your acting coach, Chuck? Who is your acting coach? I mean, really, have you ever heard a president do that? By the way, the Twitter president, we're going to be playing a comment, not right now, not today, but we're gonna actually include it, embed it into our templates. Chucky Schumer's comment about the Twitter president. We can't have a Twitter president. He gets up and he says that last night as he fires Sally Yates. He goes to the well of the Senate and says, we can't have a Twitter president. Well, Chucky, why not? I guess, obviously, it's working against you. And so I'm encouraged. I'm really totally encouraged by the fact that the Twitter president is having an effect on you and the rest of your liberal friends. They can't keep up with it. They don't know how, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, what I love about this president is he's just taking it to them. They are so off balance, they don't know what they're doing. And the only leadership they have right now is Chucky Schumer. Chuck E. Schumer. It's like Chuck E. Cheese. I don't want to offend Chuck E. Cheese. No, I like Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Schumer. I'm sorry, I shouldn't offend Chuck E. Cheese like that. But Chuck E. I almost said she's. Chuck E. Schumer is the head, the leader. He's the epitome of Democratic leadership. Don't get your way, I cry. How many more people are we going to have crying? I wonder if Sally Yates, because of her ideology, falling on the sword, getting fired, is crying right now. Or is she being seen and held up as some big hero with no job, no pension, getting fired? You know, this is what I like about Donald Trump. She was weak on border. She was weak on immigration. And his comment to in the firing statement, she betrayed the president. Good luck getting a job anywhere, Sally. Your ideology just didn't do it. You should have done the right thing. You should have done what your oath told you to do. But that's okay. Maybe Chucky Schumer can, of course, shed a tear for you. The both of you can be crying together. That's the point. When they don't get their way, when they get cornered, they cry. And look at how much devastation they have created over the last 8 years. And now they're being called out for it. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? Donald Trump is going to continue to bash the left. They're so outsmarted. They're so outfoxed. They don't know what they're doing. And that's why they're having to resort to a Chuck E. Schumer for leadership. And, of course, the president, he has to chime in. It took him 9 days before he started harping on Trump. We knew this was going to happen. He's going to be that little voice out there. Wah, 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 wah. And not going to amount to much, by the way. Because the more firings, the more discipline that's brought to this government, it's going to be better for everybody. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
110.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
To every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
You're fired.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
I've got another clip of Chuck E. Schumer. Shouldn't take long, but I want you to listen up to this about what he says about the refugee program in 2015.
Every refugee has to be vetted, and they have to make sure that there is no connection whatsoever with terrorism. If there is even a doubt, they should not be admitted. Every refugee has to be vetted. If there is even a doubt, they should not be admitted.
This executive order... was mean-spirited and un-American.
There you go, Chuck E. Schumer. Talking out of both sides of his mouth. 2015, we must have extreme vetting. But he didn't use the word extreme. The Hill reports Schumer refugee pause may be necessary. That was Chuck Schumer when, remember, Obama opened the borders. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can email me at paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. So stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.